Cardiff, this is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben, Adam McKenna.
Hey, Adam, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. How's it going?
Good, good. I'm working on your file. I have a quick question for you. I think it kind of misses some of the people you spoke to's eyes. I doubt you have your tax return in front of you right now, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay, so here's the thing.
I might be able to answer your question off of it.
Well, I don't understand the tax return. I'm assuming it's just in a typo because the sales are the same as the second line item. There's got to be something off with it. Basically,
what's
I can just
second line. What does it say? What are the numbers?
It says I can just bring this up for you. It says that. Yeah, I saw it and I was like, huh? So I knew there's got to be some. It's just got to be a typo, so bear with me.
Well, it might not be the way that my accountant accounts for our. So at the very beginning, the way we do our accounting is asset based on the properties that we carry. So I want to say the first line item or second line item is like $45,000 or $60,000 or something.
Yeah, it's loading up. Yeah, that's correct.
That's commission income on real estate commissions.
All right, so let me load it up real quick. Let's just bring it up. The reason I thought it was off was it seems like both light items were exactly the same. So give me a second.
Okay.
It's not a bad thing. I just want to understand it and get you an offer. So if we go to the first page of the federal tax return, it says that the gross sales were $44,478. And... Mm-hmm. Then there's no cost of goods sold, so then it says gross profit $44,748, and then it says net gain from $4,797. So I might be misunderstanding this, but I think I probably am now that you're telling me, so can you explain this to me, the gross receipts versus gross profit, so I can, or the net gain, so I can understand this?
So, well, I don't, it might be a better question for my account, but so that top line item is just real estate commission. She then goes through and accounts for my properties and cost of properties, cost of goods sold, later on in some different worksheets in there.
Gotcha. All right. So I'm wrong. So it's just something I don't really see too often. So there's that gross. Gotcha.
It's the way that she does the accounting because the way I carry all my properties go into my accounting as assets, all the costs of that property, the rehab, carrying costs, interest, utility, all gets lumped into the asset line. And then when I sell the property, she realizes the profit from the cost, the sale minus the asset base with all the costs into there. She's got it. It's in a long form somewhere in that return. If that makes any sense or not.
Yeah, it is. Okay, I understand. Okay, I was just a little confused. I was like, how, now it's
yeah.
Now,
where'd you come up with 3 million or whatever the heck it was when I see 45,000?
Correct, so this you have two different income streams on the same return. Okay.
Right, yep.
Okay, so that makes sense. I will be in touch with you tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Bye.